Progressives attack Tiger Woods over Presidential Medal of Freedom Award. By Warner Todd Houston on May 7, 2019. On Monday, President Donald Trump gave golf great Tiger Woods the Presidential Medal of Freedom, MOF. It was an event many progressives found upsetting. New York Times economist Paul Krugman, for instance, seemed blissfully unaware that numerous actors, athletes, and entertainers have been the recipient of the MOF since it was first implemented under President John F. Kennedy. I'm old enough to remember when presidential medals of freedom were given for showing courage and making sacrifices on behalf of the nation and the world. Tiger Woods hits golf balls for money, Krugman wrote. It seems that Krugman was confusing the MOF with the Medal of Honor. Left-wing lawyer Richard W. Painter discounted Tiger Woods' entire career, reducing his life to being a mere business partner of the president. The highest civilian award ever given for designing a Trump golf course, Painter wrote. Trump awards Medal of Freedom to longtime friend Tiger Woods. Speaking of Painter, his Citizens for Ethics also jumped into the attack to call the award into question because Trump and Woods have been business partners in the past. Trump is awarding Tiger Woods the Medal of Freedom, the group tweeted, adding, Tiger Woods happens to have designed a golf course in Dubai for the Trump Organization. Along that same line of criticism, journalism professor Stephen Beschloss assumed the only reason Trump gave Tiger the MOF was for business reasons. Word has that Trump gave a treasured Medal of Freedom to a golfer he wants to do business with. As worthy as Tiger might be, Trump found a way to undermine the value of this honor. Left-wing Washington Post writer David Farenthold also chimed in on the business relationship accusation. Donald Trump is giving the President Medal of Freedom to a Tiger Woods, who's a Trump biz partner. Here's Trump.org's magazine for 2018. For his part, Louisiana Democrat Rob Anderson, who lost his last bid for Congress, slammed the award going to any golfer at all, despite that Barack Obama also awarded the medal to a golfer. Getting a Medal of Freedom for playing golf is like winning the Nobel Prize for doing laundry. Another defeated Democrat, Florida Democrat Pam Keith, also discounted the MOF award. Tiger Woods got the Medal of Freedom for the same reason Mrs. Adelson did, obsequious love of Trump, she tweeted. Not taking from Tiger's golfing prowess, but sports prowess is not a basis for that honor. Unless you use your platform to improve democracy and freedom like, say Kaepernick. Anti-Trump reactionary and sometimes journalist, Lauren Duca, simply felt the whole event was absurd. Another far-left journalist, Tom Watson, attacked Tiger directly, saying that taking the award means Tiger agrees with bigotry and racism. Mr. Woods has made his choice, and part of his legacy will be embracing a man who incited bigotry and racism. Extremist Reverend Dr. Chuck Curry agreed with Watson over Tiger's complicity. He's the President of the United States. You have to respect the office. Tiger Woods, asked about Trump's immigration policies. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. As always, professional Trump hater Brian Krasenstein also had a comment to unleash. We are in a national emergency and you are giving awards to your golf idols. Of course, the Medal of Freedom is not like the Medal of Honor, the latter of which requires some huge act of bravery in the face of enemy fire. Instead, the Presidential Medal of Freedom is for Americans who have inspired others to reach for greatness by showing excellence themselves. In that vein, a long list of actors, musicians, writers, and, yes, athletes, have been past recipients of the MOF. Indeed, three other golfers are past MOF winners. In 2004, George W. Bush awarded Arnold Palmer the award, and the following year, Bush also gave one to Jack Nicklaus. Then, in 2014, Barack Obama gave African-American golfer Charlie Sifford the MOF. Tiger Woods joins those three golf greats, not only as a legendary golf talent and a Medal of Freedom recipient, but he stands alongside them as a great inspiration to Americans. Woods proves that one can rise up from personal failings to regain excellence and again become the best in the world. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at WarnerThouston.